This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With no end in sight to the outbreak, the economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industry could trigger recessions in Japan and Singapore. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Coronavirus numbers continued to climb in China's Hubei province on Sunday. Officials reported nearly 2,000 new cases and 100 new deaths. That's despite authorities imposing tough new restrictions on movement. Authorities imposed a ban on vehicle travel across the province, and at least 48 cities have new lockdown policies, where residents of building blocks or neighbourhoods must register to be let in or out. Meanwhile, Singapore reported its biggest jump in virus cases so far, rising to 67, one of the highest tallies outside of China. The city also downgraded its 2020 outlook for its economy. It and Japan now face the looming possibility of recession under the impact of the virus.
Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. A U.S. Embassy coalition spokesman says that no one was injured after several rockets struck a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. That attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Last month, Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Days later, U.S. service members were injured in an Iranian-launched missile attack on an Iraqi base. More than 1,100 former U.S. prosecutors and Justice Department officials called Sunday for the resignation of U.S. Attorney General William Barr after he intervened to shorten the political corruption sentence for Roger Stone, a longtime confidant of President Trump. Barr and top Justice Department officials expressed shock by the length of the suggested sentence, and President Trump called it a miscarriage of justice. So Barr intervened, and the Justice Department then said